And Bruce was very involved with the youth at our church and was the youth pastor at the time. And I loved this part of the ministry. I loved being involved with him, being by his side, taking care of the youth, doing things with them, teaching. And we were just right in our comfort zone. Well, Bruce was teaching at the Christian school at our church. And we had a missionary to come by one day, and she showed a film called The Amazon Waits. And I won't share a lot about this because Bruce probably will. But we started praying after seeing that film that God would call a young person out of our ministry. And so for 2 years we prayed, and then one day Bruce was praying, and he came in the house and he said, "Lynn," he said, "we've been praying for 2 years that the Lord would call a young person out of our ministry to go to Brazil, to those people who have never heard." And he said, "If God called us, would you be willing to go?" And boy, that was just like a stab right in my heart. I thought, no, I would not be willing to go. Don't even go there. But you know what? Isn't it amazing how God works? It is just amazing what God can do in our hearts when we're just not even expecting it. It's not something we want to do, but when it's what God wants us to do, He can put that desire right there to do His perfect will. Well, that's where this verse comes in. I'm just going to talk for just a minute about verse 5. "Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over." And you know, as God dealt with my heart about going to the mission field, and I thought, Lord, I thought, I'm going to pray, because I know after all that God has done for me, He saved me, and He made me into that new creature, how could I say no to God? And you know, the biggest thing in my heart was fear. We knew a missionary, Doc Brannon, who had been on the field in Brazil, and we loved her, and we loved having her in our home. We loved her coming home to tell us of all the things that God had done there. But there was fear right in my heart that said, no, I don't want to go there. We had little children, and I thought, I don't want to take my kids away from their parents. I don't want to take them away from their cousins and friends. And I guess the greatest thing was knowing what was there. It was like Rebecca said, there was disease. There was a lot of undesirable things there that my kids would have to face and that I would have to face with them. There were cultural differences. And those differences are really, really hard to deal with sometimes. And even at a young age, because of those differences being so big, we had to teach our children a lot of things early in life that were not acceptable as far as what our culture stood for. And so these fears were great there. I thought about, how will we educate our kids? How will we deal with all of these things? But you know, God has a special plan for each one of us. And when He calls us to do something, He enables us and He empowers us. And you know, today as I stand before you, I honestly can say, praise the Lord, that He did not let my fear and my unbelief keep me from saying yes to His will. And I know that God was already dealing with Bruce, and He didn't just aggravate me about that. He let God take control and work in my heart so that I would be willing to go. And it was about 3 months down the road, wasn't it, that the Lord just really showed me that, well, Bruce came in one day from praying, and he said, God is calling us to the field of Brazil. And at that very moment in my heart, and I don't even understand how it all happened, but it was just because God had been working. He was answering prayer. And I could honestly say, well, the Lord's calling me too. And I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for being able to serve Him there. And so many things that Rebecca shared, I can relate to. Just working with the children, working with the ladies. What a blessing. On our first